Get money.
Thank you for joining the ESBC podcast, where the purpose of the podcast is to solve the problem of what games to pick how to pick every game every Sunday to achieve what we've achieved, which is 10 consecutive weeks of profit, right? Tesla's not even making a profit, right? All these big Airbnb's not making a profit, but we're making a profit, right? Using business and financial concepts to bet on games, and we got 10 to consecutive profit. Nobody does that. Sharps or smart people, they're 59%. We're 61. We want to get to 70%. We've been 77% NBA, and we want to get that for NFL football. Now, like Rene Descartes says in Socrates, a life unexamined is not worth living. So we use the business concept of the Hawthorne effect to check on our thinking, right? Now, we use one of the business tools we use to bet on games to solve the problem on who to bet is the Hawthorne effect, right? So the Hawthorne effect is that if you review your thinking, if you review a process, you improve its percentage by 10 to 20%. So 52.5% is break-even betting on NFL games, college games. Right now we're at 62% profit every week, all right? But we want to get to 70, we want to get to 80%, right? And you have to review your process. Right now, the Democrats are calling it action review, right? And it's a great tool in business, right? Because and I don't know why Periscope went off, but we'll try it again. Go Hawthorne effect, Periscope. So unless you're Ivanka, right? And unless you're Jared Kushner, right? Unless you're one of those people, you don't have access to as much information as you would like. So betting on games and then using the Hawthorne effect afterwards helps you in game theory, which is making the right business decisions, okay? Making the right business decisions without having all the information. So we're not on the team, all right? We don't know the game plan. We can anticipate the game plan. We can think of what Bill Belichick's going to do. He's going to play that zone, right? But we don't know. He might decide to play man. So it's a great exercise. And really, I got this around 30 years ago from the book from Harvey McKay, Push the Envelope. And he said that every good business person should predict every NFL game on Sunday, right? To learn business and financial concepts, and to always have a measuring stick on your judgment, right? It's a great way to check yourself. So I'm going to pull up, and we're the only betting podcast that does this. We go through every single game for the most part that we got wrong the week before. For some reason, my spreadsheet went down, and I'm going to pull it up. Now, to make profit every week the way we're doing, and my wife hasn't bought gasoline if it isn't from the betting account since 2011, right? You can go on my Twitter, Josue Vizcay, JOSUEVIZCAY, and there I have where I talk about the value equation, because a lot of people lie, right? There's a lot of liars in the sports betting world. They really don't know what value is, and what value is psychological factors plus functional factors divided by time and money, okay? That is value. So to justify as much football as we watch and to sneak in with the wife an extra game instead of a holiday Lifetime movie, a Hallmark movie, you got to be making consistent profit on these games. And you have to be able to differentiate between a game you got wrong because you used the wrong process versus luck, right? So in probability theory, you can only be sure of an event up to 80%, right? And using game theory, you have to make the correct decision without having all of the information. So in sports betting, you're competing against other bettors, you're competing against the casino, you're competing against bad luck, right? So what most you can control is having a proper process for your judgment. So last week, games that I got wrong that I should have gotten correct. Seattle. I know that Pete Carroll's going to have a different defense when it is a division game, right? Division games count for two. Old school coaches like Bill Belichick, Pete Carroll, Andy Reid, they put a lot of emphasis on division game. You can't argue. They won plenty of Super Bowls. It was a completely different Seattle defense. The game went under against the Rams. The Rams coming off a bye, and McVay got outcoached by Belichick in the Super Bowl, and I underestimated him. Coming off a bye, the Rams were rested. They were going to cover, and Pete Carroll was going to dial up a defense that was going to keep the game under, right? So I messed up that one. Dallas covered for me, but it was over the 42. It was over the 42. Dallas, without a quarterback, they have to protect the defense. What protecting the defense is, you run it. You don't take chances. You don't put your defense in a bad spot. And what happens when teams have that philosophy, games go under. But the Dallas game went over, and I should have picked that, right? Because this is a pandemic year. People who live in the past die in the past. And I'm thinking, with 2019 logic on that game, instead of what's going on now, today. Arizona, right? Arizona did not cover the -4. It did go over the 48. I needed to do more research, right? It doesn't matter that it's a pandemic. It doesn't matter that the elections are going on. This is money, all right? We did end up the week 12-8, 62% profit. Remember, 52.5 is break even. Tampa Bay against Carolina. All right. Carolina is an analytics team, and analytics are like polls in the presidential election. Analytics does not work on football because in probability theory and finance, the way you ensure a result is eliminating variables and covariables. Baseball works because you just have the pitcher, the catcher, and you got to be strong up the middle, and you have the umpire. In football, you have offense, defense, two team deep, and then you have special teams, right? So there's too many variables for analytics to be valid from a mathematical standpoint. And I'm just fortunate enough that I do have a client who graduated from MIT and works for a professional baseball team, Major League Baseball team. And she will not take clients for analytics in football. From that academic basic, not basic, right? So a lot, most people don't get it. But from a math, pure math standpoint, analytics is not valid in football. Now, you can use key statistics as a tool, and you can use analytics as a tool to make a decision, but it's still funny, right? Analytics team, Carolina's 3-7, Detroit's about 500. Cleveland's doing well, but I think the reason Cleveland's doing well is they're doing well in spite of analytics, all right? And at some point, analytics hits a brick wall. We had an NBA player, NBA coach, the guy who coached James Harden, AAU ball. When he was on the podcast, he mentioned that in the NBA, analytics will hit a brick wall, right? And we see Morey in Houston out of a job using analytics. Same thing in football. Should not have picked Carolina in this situation. Tampa Bay, back-to-back division games. Remember, they count for two. They were going to have some extra juice for this game. And then Carolina had the momentum, right? So what they say is scary about robots is that robots are now going to have emotions, right? But analytics and emotion don't jive. So when Carolina, using analytics, goes for two in an odd spot and messes up momentum, that was a huge differentiator in the game. And I need to stick to my guns that on the margin, analytic teams are not going to cover. So I should not have picked Carolina to cover Tampa Bay. Cincinnati, I needed to do more research on Cincinnati. Denver, when you're selling a team, when you're selling a business, right? I have an MBA, securities licenses, run, you know, three successful businesses. When you're selling a business and you want to make the books look good, right? You want to make the books look good. You cut labor costs. And in a restaurant that I own, the restaurant, the problem is labor cost, right? So that's why John Elway in Denver, they don't have depth. So now going to the 10th game of the season, as things have run up on us, Denver doesn't have the depth to hang on defense. And since, because of COVID-19, people haven't been hitting, and coach over there in Denver is a hitting coach, right? He doesn't have the defense right. So I learned my lesson, right? Gruden protecting the defense, keeping that game under, but Denver was not going to cover it all. So again, that was a bad pick on my part. The Carolina Denver picks were bad. And Cincinnati, I needed to double down on my work ethic and do more research, and I would have been fine. All right. The 49ers, Green Bay, those were games that the process was correct, right? But there was luck factor involved, right? And there's a big controversy, right? People argue on both sides of this. I fall on the side that special teams touchdowns and turnovers, you can't handicap. Now, you could use it as a tool. You know that Bill Belichick, Carroll likes to force turnovers, and that's part of their game plan. You use it as a factor. However, you don't use it as a determinant to decide on which team is going to win the game or cover. So the Green Bay really got killed by that punt return or kickoff return. I look at that as what they call in probability theory, in decision science, the surgeon made a perfect operation, but the patient died, right? Because remember, in probability theory, you can only have 80% certainty. Same thing goes for sports betting. But again, sports betting and betting on every game, whether you put money or not, especially if you own a business, is very important because you get patterns, right? And you learn how to make business decisions when you do not necessarily have all the information, right? So we'll be back in about an hour and a half with our big NFL podcast. Well, we give you all the sides and all the over-unders, right? And we learn from our mistakes to get that 11th week in a row of profit, right? So that profit, that margin between 52.5 and 62% where we are now, and 70% every week is compound interest money we're making watching sports and betting on NFL games. College basketball is coming, and I've gotten some more insight on college football to get me backed up to 70%. I was at about 67, 68% college football. And then the elections came, and I needed to have more work ethic and research. But I did my research, and I'm ready to go next week, making you money, giving it away for free, like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. We're giving out free stuff, free picks. We make our money in our own businesses, and we have fun. The podcast is growing exponentially. Thank you for that. Thank you for the very nice reviews. Thank you for subscribing and telling your friends and neighbor. Love the growth. As we're making people money, there's going to be a recession coming after the election. So every extra dollar you have to buy groceries, buy Christmas presents, it's a good thing. And we always close with Winston Churchill. You make a living from your labor, but you make a life from what you give. Thank you for listening to the ESPC podcast. Thank you for watching on the streams. We'll be back in an hour and a half with a big NFL podcast. I'm very excited about our picks this week. Making you money, making us money, and collaborating. A lot of people have given us picks out there in the audience, and we love it, right? Teamwork makes the dream work. Thank you for listening to the ESPC Podcast Network.
If you haven't heard of Anchor, it is free. It's a podcast that I use, and they really do a good job for us here at the GFSN Betting and Team Report podcast. It helps us make 70 to 80% of your bets. Now, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started, my brothers. I'm the best there is.